Hey everybody, welcome to The Barbell Strikes Back. I'm your host, James McDermott, and I want to start the show off by saying I love coaching, and I'm so happy to be coaching people in person again. Lately, we've been doing outdoor classes for CrossFit, and now we're doing some barbell club sessions, and this has been phenomenal. I didn't realize how deprived of coaching I have felt and have been for the last 5 months. And don't get me wrong, Zoom classes, they were all right. They were just all right. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I will do it if there's no other choice given our circumstances, because I want to help people. And if that's the only way I can get in contact with an athlete, if that's the only way that I can hold them accountable and we can meet up and do it, awesome. But I much prefer to do in-person classes, just like any other coach. I want to be active. I want to be moving around. I want to see movement in person. And I also want to be able to have those conversations with athletes in between sets when they're resting or before a workout. See how they're doing in a way that's more personable than really what you can do with Zoom. So I'm so excited to be back to coaching people in person. It's been a phenomenal experience. And it's almost like I'm doing it for the first time again. It's almost like it's reigniting a passion that has been gone for the last 5 months because I've been stuck doing it behind a computer screen. So I'm just so happy to be doing this again. And you know what? I'm even more grateful to be doing barbell club sessions again. You know, barbell club sessions, teaching weightlifting has a very special place in my heart. And this is not just me saying this. I've had other people say similar things to me. Last fall, we had a member of Albany CrossFit join our barbell club, and his name is David. He's still a member of the gym, and he was frequently coming to CrossFit classes, and then I convinced him finally to come to the barbell club. And after his first session, he's like, you know what, James, you know, you seem truly happy when you're doing this. And I respond, I'm like, you know what, you're right. I love coaching. You know, this is my full-time job. There's no other way that I would want to spend all of my days on earth than to be a coach. And he's like, no, you don't understand. I mean this class. I mean the barbell club. This is different. You seem truly happy when you're doing this, more so and in a different way than the CrossFit classes. And you know, I guess you know, I'm holding no cards, you know, a secret. You know, I guess my true passion, my true self comes out in barbell club. And he's not wrong. You know, I love coaching all different kinds of things, but barbell club, if we're going to have a 9-to-5 barbell club, I'll do it. I'll sit there all day coaching people on weightlifting, snatch, clean and jerk. I love seeing people come in and trying to challenge themselves on the snatch and the clean jerk and heavy squats and heavy pulls. Nothing makes me happier. I love programming for this sport and seeing athletes go to competitions. And you know what? I think it's also a little bit, partly the atmosphere of the barbell club. It has something special that CrossFit classes just don't. And I've been thinking about this a lot. What separates the barbell club session from the CrossFit session? And I think it has to come down to our overall team mindset and our collective goals. You see, in the CrossFit class, everyone kind of has a different agenda, a different goal. One person might want to be there because of weight loss. Another person is just doing it because this is what they've chosen to do to be active and healthy. Another person wants to get stronger. Another person wants to increase their weight. Someone else wants to get muscle ups. Everyone or a couple people want to compete. Everyone in the room has a different goal. But in barbell club, we are all on the same page. Everyone wants to have a heavier snatch. We want better snatch technique. Same thing with the clean and jerk. We want to push totals. We want to make lifts. We want to go to meets. And oftentimes we are training for a specific meet. So we all have the same goal. And not only do we all have the same goal, we know exactly how one another are feeling based off of where we're at in our training cycle. And we also know that feeling of wanting to get this PR that's on the bar right now. And we all gather around that person and cheer them on. And we want them to make that lift so badly. And then you know what? We're up next. So I think that collective mindset that the Barbell Club has is just different. And it's a smaller group. It's the same group every time. I'm actually just realizing that now on the podcast. In a CrossFit class, the group is always different. You know, people come different times of the day. You know, you might be with a certain group of people on Monday, and then Tuesday, if you come to class, it's a completely different group. You know, there might be a couple other people here that were there the day before, but it's going to be a variety of people. Whereas in Barbell Club, it's a closed environment. It's the same people all the time. And you can really, again, bond through training with those people. So it's just been amazing to be back and to see that going down. It's truly one of my biggest passions. And I could just spend my entire life just teaching barbell clubs and going to meets. And you know what? Speaking of atmosphere, last night was phenomenal. Last night was just like old times at the Barbell Club. Everyone was in and we're working on complexes. So on Wednesdays and Friday, those are our complex days right now, where we're working on different positions and different strength lifts. Last night on Wednesday, we did one snatch from the high hang or the hips, plus three overhead squats. After you complete a set on the complex, you do one snatch from the floor with the same weight. And really, this is an experiment. I talked about it a couple shows ago, trying to see if the position that we're working on for the day and also the strength exercise, which is also working on getting a better catch position, overhead position, will carry over to that full snatch. And it worked out great last night. Everyone was vibing. Everyone was hitting lifts. Not a whole lot of missed lifts. A lot of made lifts from the hips. A lot of grueling and fighting through overhead squats. You know, that first rep, no problem. Second overhead squat, okay, I'm ready to put it down. Third overhead squat, seeing the battle and the grit that comes out of that third overhead squat, that was awesome. It was great training. And then everyone is bouncing back and hitting the lift from the floor. Everyone was looking faster, getting that bar up into the hip, making solid bar contact with the hip, and pulling under quickly into a strong, stable catch position that they just practiced on the overhead squat. So I will say so far, successful day one of this experiment. And you can try it out at home and let me know what you think about it. But I will say the winner of the snatch session for everyone in the club yesterday was Diana. And really, was there ever any doubt? Diana, she beat everybody. Her best, I can't even say her one rep max because she's done it for a triple. Her best snatch from the floor is 115 pounds. And she did the complex plus a snatch from the floor with 110 pounds, 5 pounds under her best lift. That's 96%. That's amazing. She's just a machine. She's super strong. She's super efficient. And really what I saw last night, I knew this of Diana, but I saw her willingness to fight, with the barbell. And that was awesome. I was like, yes, let's keep going. Let's keep pushing this training cycle. There are going to be big things coming from Diana this training cycle. So 96th percentile on her lifting yesterday for the snatch workout. Crushes everybody across the board. Now, for the clean workout, we got clean and overhead work. We're doing a high hang clean, a clean from the upper thigh or the hips if you're a hip cleaner, and three push presses, really trying to work on that overhead strength, but also trying to work on that dip and drive in an isolated way that will hopefully benefit us for the jerk, whatever style jerk you're doing. You hit one clean from the hang, three push presses, drop it, rest as much as you need, and then with the same weight, do a clean and jerk from the floor, trying to be quick on pulling under that bar from the clean and also trying to have a nice solid dip and drive position and a lockout on the jerk. And again, we saw some amazing things. The winner of the day for the clean and jerk workout is Frank. Frank PR'd his 3 rep max push press with a 115 kilo lift. So that's phenomenal. He's the only person who PR'd his push press yesterday, and he was really pushing it. I saw the video. It was a fight. He's rivaling Diana. This is going to be a battle now. I'm interested to see how this goes. I feel like it's going to come down to Frank versus Diana all through the training cycle, trading blows. Who's going to win the snatch workout? Who's going to win the clean and jerk workout? This is King Kong versus Godzilla. The movie comes out next year, hopefully. My fingers are crossed so much because I'm really waiting for this movie. And I feel like we have an epic battle for the next 6 weeks on our hands with Frank and Diana. I need to somehow make like a movie poster or like one of those fight posters that they have for boxing matches. Maybe we can get a picture of both of them squaring off and I'll post it on the Barbell Club page. But I think this is going to be a great rivalry, a great matchup going down. So be ready for that. Now, there are some honorable mentions from our training session yesterday. First, let me talk about Miguel. First honorable mention is Miguel. We have changed his jerk from a split jerk to a push jerk. Now, this was his decision. He came to me and he's like, you know what, James, I want to work on push jerks. I think that'll be better for me. So I was like, all right, yep, you're the boss. Let's do this. I believe you can do this. If you feel like this is right for you, awesome. I'm on board and I'm going to do everything I can to help you develop that push jerk. His PR, or he set a new PR last night on this push jerk with 185 pounds. That's the most he's ever done with a clean, full lift from the floor and a push jerk. And this is significant. This came after the main workout. So he didn't push press 185 pounds. Instead, we finished our main workout. And then I announced to the group, I'm like, you know what? We're doing so good. Everyone is having so much fun. Our main work is done. How about a little after party? Let's go a little longer. It's 8 o'clock. Our session's done. Who wants to keep lifting and get a couple extra lifts in on the clean and jerk? No complex necessary. Let's just keep doing clean and jerks and see what happens. If you're feeling good and you want to go for something, you know, you're feeling fresh because you haven't, you know, done a whole lot of crazy lifting and haven't beaten yourself up over the last couple months, awesome. Let's go for it. So a couple people went home, understandable. The session's done. They got to work in the morning. Others, hey, let's hang out. And Miguel was one of those people who hung out and he set that new PR on his clean and jerk with the new jerk involved. So awesome. Congrats, Miguel. And other news with Miguel, we're going up a weight class. So he typically competes as a 61. We're thinking we're going to go up to 67. And I think it's the right call. And here's why I think it's the right call. A weight class is a tricky thing. I think you as the lifter need to decide, where do I want to be? Where do I feel the strongest? Where do I feel healthiest? What's my fighting weight? And Miguel came to me yesterday. He's like, you know what? I think 67 is where I need to be. And I know that's the right call because he just came to me and he's like, this is how I feel. So it's not me being like, oh man, we got to stay a 61, you know, for X, Y, Z reason. It's what he feels inside. And I'm all for it. I think it's the right way to go. He's looking jacked. So I don't know if he's been doing curls and presses and bench pressing, you know, during the lockdown, or maybe he's just been doing nothing at all and just putting on a little extra weight. But Miguel's looking pretty jacked. He's looking strong. So I'm super excited for this change. And now I just got to find him a weightlifting meet. I got to get him into a weightlifting meet. And I'm sad to announce here on the show, I literally just found out before I clicked record that the New York State Championships are being canceled. And I'm super bummed about it. You know, I haven't told anyone else yet on the team, but it's just, we're in a tough position for weightlifting meets here in New York. So I looked around at some of the surrounding states to see what's going on, Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and you know what? There's just not a whole lot going on there. So I think what we're going to have to do is maybe a little mock meet, you know, for the club, maybe something in the parking lot. Who knows? We're going to figure it out. Definitely something where we can get together in person, be responsible. We'll do social distancing, mask, everything we need to do. But I think we need a goal. You know, we need something to shoot for as a team. And that was kind of the shining beacon at the end of the tunnel, the New York State champs coming up in October. And the dream is officially gone. So we need to kind of replace it with something. So stay tuned. You know, I'll keep everyone updated on that. But anyways, back to the honorable mentions on great performances yesterday. Schaff is up next. Schaff hit a 245-pound clean and jerk yesterday for the first time in months. You know, He's been struggling with the clean and jerk lately, lifting in his garage at home in the 90-degree heat, high humidity. No one's around to push him. And last night, he got that push. He's feeling good. We're having that extra time to work on the clean and jerks. And you know what? He's looking good. He's looking stronger and faster than ever. And I want to keep this going with Shaf. He's looking good. He's looking confident in a lot of his lifting. On the snatch complex, he lifted 185 pounds, which that's a pretty big lift on that complex for him. So big things are coming from Shaf. So great job, Shaf. Super excited to see that clean jerk last night. We went for a PR attempt. It didn't quite happen, but we'll get it next time. And my last honorable mention is Bree. Bree's one rep max clean and jerk is 135 pounds. And last night during the after party, she lifted 133 pounds. So 2 pounds under her one rep max, 98.5-ish percent. And that's a high percentage lift. And it was a rough clean, but a pretty easy jerk. And that's the thing about Bree. Bree has incredible upper body strength when it comes to push presses, jerks, and bench pressing. Anything that's going overhead or being pressed, Bree is going to crush it. So I have no worries that she's going to have troubles with a jerk. Once we keep going now, getting this consistency in our training, getting our legs strong again, and refining that clean technique, there's big things coming from Bree. So stay tuned. This is only day two. Day two, back to training as a group again, and also week one of our current training cycle. So a lot of things that are going to be coming down the line, a lot of strength to be gained, and shaking off a lot of rust early on. Now, even though we're on this positive trend, everybody's feeling good. Everyone's happy right now in training. We're going for PRs, setting all these new records. There is something looming in the future, down the road. And that's the end of week two, the start of week three, getting to week four, crawling through week five, and just finally arriving to week six of our training cycle and trying to bust out some new PRs on the full lifts. Because we've all been there before. You start a training cycle and you're feeling great. Maybe you're coming off of a deload. You're coming off the high of a weightlifting meet. And week one, okay, we're setting some baselines. We're getting back into training. Everything's feeling good. But then training starts to set in. And training starts to get very, very hard. And before you know it, you're on the struggle bus. And the struggle bus is something that I wanted to talk about, the concept about, to my team all the way back in March. Because I was on it. I was riding the struggle bus at about the time of the Arnold. You know, I was in a current training cycle. You know, everyone else was peaking for the meet, but I wasn't peaking. I was still training. And I was kind of going through a rough patch of training where some things felt good. Other things just didn't feel right. Tired all the time, just feeling beat down. And you know, that's just par for the course of being a coach and also trying to manage your own lifting as well. It's a lot of long hours planning for a meet, a lot of travel, things like that. And then you go to get your lifts in at the end of the day. I think about that time, you know, I was working all throughout the day, and after Barbell Club, about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I would stay behind and do my own training. So just got to get it in any way you can. But I was riding the struggle bus. So I was like, all right, I want to tell my team about the struggle bus. And I was looking up on Google struggle bus memes. And if you Google struggle bus meme, you can find the same one that I did. Because when I found it, I was like, this is so cool. This says everything in a way that I want to, or at least gives me bullet points to talk about. And the meme itself had this caption. It's a picture of a bus, and the caption said, "I'm not only a passenger, I'm the driver, owner, and mechanic." And I was like, that's awesome. That's so profound. You can take away so much from that. You know, it's one thing to be riding that struggle bus, but it's another thing to kind of think about, well, what does that really mean? So here's what I took away from that meme. And hopefully you can see some lessons in that and apply it to yourself. When, see, I'm not saying if, I'm saying when you go through some darker times in your own training. Now, the meme starts off, or the line starts off with, I'm not only a passenger. Well, everyone's a passenger. That's a given, right? If you're training and you're a passenger, to me, that just means you're on the program. You've got a program. You're showing up every day. Cool. That's the easiest part. It's easy to go. You hop on the bus and you're just a passenger, right? Perfect. Easy. Anyone can do it. Anyone can ride the bus. Now, this next part isn't so easy. You need a little more skill, a little more determination to be the driver. So if you're the driver, that means not only are you showing up to training, but you keep adding weight to the bar. You keep tightening up that belt. You put your shoes on. You actually get into training. You do more sets. You go under the bar again. You put PRs on that bar and attempt them, even though you feel like death from training. And you would just much rather stop. You get that thought in your head, well, maybe today is going to be a 70% day or an 80% day. But you're like, you know what? You got to keep driving and training and putting that PR on the bar or bumping it up to 90%. Sometimes that's what you got to do. Maybe that's what the program calls for. You know, there is a time and a place to change the variables, but not all the time. Sometimes you got to go for it. And you got to keep driving that bus forward. And that's what I think it means to be the driver. That's not as easy as being the passenger. Passenger, you just show up, you go through the motions. Yeah, you warm up. Okay, I get it. There might be some days like that. And you know, we've all definitely have had them. And at least you got into the gym to do something, but you got to be the driver too. You have multiple responsibilities here. And speaking of responsibility, you're also the owner. So you're the owner of your struggle bus. You're the person who has to take responsibility when training gets tough, when the hubcaps on your bus fall off, or the windows don't roll up. This is an old bus. It has roll windows. Anyone remember those? Maybe I'm just saying my age right now. Now I feel old. Anyways, your bus is starting to fall apart a little bit. It needs a new paint job. Well, you're the owner. You have to take responsibility for that and do the things you need to do to repair your vehicle. So if you're in hard training and you're tired, you're achy, you want to skip training, you have to take ownership and do the things you need to do. You either need to find the resources that will help you, or you need to implement them if you already know what it is that you need to do. And that brings me to the last part, the mechanic. You're also the person who's responsible for fixing it. And now this is twofold. There's multiple pieces to this. So in general, if you're the mechanic and you're struggling in training, maybe you're just stressed out all the time from life. Work is busy. There's a pandemic going on. Okay, well, you need to fix it. You're the only person that can fix it for you. So if you're stressed out at your job, you need to find a solution there. Maybe you talk to your boss. Hey, there's too much on my plate right now. Or hey, I need to get ahead on my work here. Or maybe you just need to be more efficient at work so you can get out of work on time to get to training and not start training late. Whatever it is you need to do, you need to just do it. You need to find the solution and fix it. Nip it in the bud. If you're not getting enough sleep, go to bed earlier. Put the phone down. Stop staying up so late searching Instagram. Go to sleep. If you aren't eating enough, eat more food. Holy cow, I can't tell you how many times, and this is a big, big pet peeve of mine, someone will come to training and we're training at night and they're like, I haven't eaten all day. I didn't eat breakfast. I didn't eat lunch. I didn't eat dinner. I didn't have any snacks. And I'm wondering, okay, I don't know how this is going to go. We're still going to drive this bus. We're going to hope it runs. We're going to keep going. We're going to try to push ourselves. But you need to take ownership and responsibility of the fact that you're not eating all day. And you know that you're coming to do this. You know what's going to happen and what's awaiting you. And if you've done this before, you know how it panned out. So you need to fix it. You need to get that food. And now you can also incorporate some help here, right? If you're a mechanic, you can ask for help. If you're the mechanic of your struggle bus, ask for help from your assistant mechanic. And who is that? That's me. If I'm your coach and you're coming to my club, or it's your coach, if you're someone who has another coach, that is your assistant mechanic. That's the person you can ask for advice. You can ask for backup and help. And I know myself, during the winter and the fall, when I had everyone coming in and they weren't eating all day or they weren't eating enough, not snacking, I head on over to BJ's Wholesale, got myself a giant box of Nutri-Grain bars, and I brought it in. All right, after the snatch, here, throw in bars across the room. Eat this, eat that. Get some carbs, get some sugar in you, because we have to do clean and jerk now. Then we have to do 5 sets of 5 on the back squat. And you haven't eaten all day. You need to eat 3 of these right now, and then we're going to go. So that's my job as the assistant mechanic. But I ultimately can't fix the fact that you didn't eat breakfast or lunch or dinner and you came to training. That's on you. So you have to fix that. You're the head mechanic. I'm just here for guidance. I'm here for support. This is ultimately your show. It's your life. It's your lifting. It's your body. It's your results at a competition. I'm trying to guide you along the way, giving you as many resources as possible. If you need a wrench, I'm going to hand you that wrench. And that's the only mechanic type analogy I'll use because I don't know any other tools. Sorry. So talk to your assistant, work through it. So remember, when training gets hard, you're the passenger, you're the driver, you're the owner, and you're the mechanic. You will ride the struggle bus. There's no way around it. If you aren't riding the struggle bus ever, then you're probably not training hard enough. But it doesn't have to be as rough as it seems, and you can get through it if you take the correct actions. Show up for training, the easy part. Keep driving training. Keep putting weight on that bar. Keep doing the things you need to do with your lifts. Then take ownership when things get hard. Realize that you're the one that's going to have to fix it. And also taking ownership also means you're realizing that this is normal. You know, like we're doing tons of snatches, clean jerks and squats and pulls and presses. Being beat up is normal. So take ownership for it. Realize what you've gotten yourself into and then be the mechanic. Fix all the things that you can, all the things that you have control over, and you have control over more than you think. Sometimes it feels like you have no control at all, but you totally have control over what you put in your mouth when you lay your head on your pillow, for the most part. I know there's some people out there that that's a little different, but do the best you can. And when in doubt, ask for help. You have a supportive team behind you and you have a supportive coach behind you. And guys, that's it. That's what I have to say about what's going on at the club. I love coaching. If you need any help, any advice at all, feel free to reach out to me. And also, I'll say this too. If there's any topics that you would like to hear about on the podcast, shoot me an email at james.amcd@yahoo.com or slide into the DMs on Instagram, whether it be the Barbell Strikes Back Instagram page or my own personal page, James A. McDermott, or if you have my phone number, shoot me a text. If there's some specific topic you want me to talk about, let me know and I will do my best to get that done for you. Thank you so much for listening again. Until next time.